Position on this.
Okay,
is,
guys. I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council on April 18th, 2019. And note for the voice record that we have a quorum of council members here. We are all here but Chip McDaniel, who had to be out of town. We have our city administrator and deputy, our city attorney, our state house of representatives person is with us. We're honored to have that honor, and three other members of the public. Do I hear a motion regarding our agenda as it has been presented?
I make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
Okay, Bob moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We have a public hearing tonight regarding our budget amendment for 2018. Are there any comments from the public? Okay, hearing none, I would move us on to the consent agenda and note for the voice record that that consists of our minutes from the last meeting on March 21st, financial reports for February of this year unaudited, the operations activity reports for March of 2019, and the amendment to our schedule of fees. Council has all had a chance to review all of those issues. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
I'd like to make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
Second that.
Scott moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We have under old business tonight, the Atlanta Gaslight Resources Franchise Agreement Ordinance. That we have considered briefly in the past. Do I hear a motion regarding that?
I'd like to make a motion to place O-19-221, an ordinance granting to Atlanta Gaslight Company the right and franchise to use and occupy the streets and rights of way of the City of Berkeley Lake for constructing, maintaining, repairing, and operating a gas works and distribution system and other necessary means for manufacturing, transmitting, distributing, and selling of manufactured natural or commingled gas within and through the City of Berkeley Lake, and fixing the terms and conditions of such grant to provide provisions governing the franchise fee calculation, to provide an effective date, and for other purposes on second read and to adopt.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Rebecca moves and Bob seconds. We did have this considered for first read last month. Is there any discussion about the motion to second read and adopt it? Okay, all in favor then?
Are you in favor?
Okay, thank you, that's unanimous. And Tom, do you want to talk to us about the budget amendment?
O-19-222 is a housekeeping measure to identify final status of expenses and revenues for 2018. I'm requesting that council place the item on second read.
Okay, we discussed this last time also for first read. Do I hear a motion about putting it on second read?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to place O-19-222, an ordinance to amend the budget for the year 2018, to repeal conflicting ordinances, and to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes, on second read.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Scott moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We have no new business tonight to discuss. Do we have any public comments? Yes, ma'am. Say your name.
My name is Representative Beth Moore. I'm the newly elected representative for Berkeley Lake, and just wanted to greet the council, Ms. Mayor, give you guys some updates about the legislative session, which just ended on April 2nd. The good news is that we got a bill passed this session that was specifically requested by the mayor. So came to update you that HB 379 to update the SPLOST reporting deadline has successfully passed both houses of the legislature. So we are still awaiting the governor's signature, but if any of the members of the council would like to call the governor's office and encourage him to sign HB 379, then we can ensure that that does become law. So just wanted to thank you, Ms. Mayor, for giving us that suggestion. I know that my predecessor had carried that house, but hadn't made it through all the way through the legislative process. So I was very pleased that we were able to do that this year. And in fact, I was informed that at GMA's legislative update that they had yesterday, that they highlighted that bill as one of the top four legislative achievements of for the Georgia Municipal Association. So there's that. Also wanted to let you guys know that now that the legislative session has concluded for this year, that, you know, I'm back up here in the district full time and available to meet with you guys and your constituents. We are hosting a legislative update event down in Peachtree Corners on April 22nd, which is open to the public. It is hosted by UPCCA, which is a group down in Peachtree Corners, but City Hall is open to anybody in case any of your residents would like to come down there. Ben Koo has invited me to be a co-host with him on a district event, which will be also be held at Peachtree Corners City Hall on April 30th. Again, it's open to the public, including all of the council members and your constituents. And then over the summer, we'll start planning various community events, you know, coffee shop sit-downs, open hours, so we can so that I can come to constituents as opposed to always asking them to come to me. At the same time, though, I do have a district office at Atlanta Tech Park in Peachtree Corners. If you were to take a map of House District 95 and put your finger right in the middle of it, you would be pointing at Atlanta Tech Park. So that was the most geographically convenient place for constituents to be able to come to me. I effectively have open office hours in the sense that anybody can go to my website, which is moreforgeorgia.com, and see the scheduling option to where anybody can schedule either a phone call or an in-person meeting to come and sit down with me. So between those one-on-one appointments and publicly available events that we'll be doing, I just want to let you guys know so you can tell your constituents that I'm always available to hear their thoughts, whether it's, you know, upcoming legislation, things that we did this past session, or other issues in the community.
Thank you very much, and thank you for making that happen for us, for you and Zara both, to have carried that through the legislature after it disappeared for unknown reasons at the end of the last session. We were very grateful to get it through.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome, and I appreciated the opportunity to use that as a vehicle, as a test bill for myself, learning the legislative process and the hand holding that you have to do at every single step of the way, and you know, being able to go to the well and speak to my colleagues about the bill, and it was a wonderful process, a great learning experience for me, and I think a really great piece of legislation that will benefit a lot of cities and counties. So thank you for your support on that bill.
Thank you. Carruthers wrote it for us. Thank you for that as well.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Do I hear a motion for adjournment?
Madam Mayor, I move to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Rodney moves. Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Let's do it.
Thank you very much. All right.